The debate over high school exit exams has shifted to Florida. For the first time this year, seniors who haven't passed the Florida Comprehensive Assessment Test, or FCAT, won't be eligible to graduate. Minority leaders argue that allowing one high-stakes test to determine a kid's future is unfair, and they're threatening a boycott. But Governor Jeb Bush says the latest test scores show the system is working. NPR's Philip Davis reports from Miami.
At New Birth Baptist Church in Miami, more than 1,000 people showed up at 9 a.m. Saturday morning for a town hall meeting. The subject, what to do about the FCAT. State Senator Frederica Wilson said in some local high schools, almost half of seniors may not pass because of this test.
Are we in a crisis? Are we in a crisis?
An estimated 13,000 students statewide have not yet passed the FCAT, and many of them are concentrated in predominantly minority neighborhoods like this one. While 91% of Florida students overall have passed the test, only 84% of African Americans have. Those who fail the FCAT as sophomores must take it over until they succeed, and now many in the class of 2003 are finding that time has run out. Community leaders like Wilson say Florida is negating 12 years of student effort with a high-stakes test.
They get to the 12th grade. They have their 24 credits. They have at least a 2.0. Some of them have 2.5, 3.5, 4.0. And they have done all of their community service, never been in trouble, never even been to the office for the principal to scold. And we say to them, we are not going to give you a diploma because you didn't pass the FCAT. No.
Now black leaders are calling on Governor Jeb Bush to place a moratorium on the FCAT as a graduation requirement and to consider other factors like grades and attendance. Reverend Victor Curry, pastor at New Birth Baptist and one of the state's highest profile civil rights leaders, says so far the governor has not heeded that demand. And so,
we don't want to do it, but we have to do it. We have to call for a boycott.
Curry and other leaders want to hit key Florida industries.
Citrus. We're not going to buy any Florida brand orange juice. And we ain't going to see Mickey. We ain't going to see Daffy. We ain't going to see Minnie.
But Governor Jeb Bush maintains that while the picture may look bleak for some seniors, he notes that the latest FCAT scores in general are good. At a recent press conference, he pointed out that more than 9 out of 10 seniors have passed the test. And the number of third graders who've passed their first FCAT this year was up, most sharply among African American students.
I'm sick and tired of hearing people say that somehow some kids of color can't learn when we're proving it day in and day out in the classrooms of Florida that it's not the case. This is a time to celebrate. This is not a time to boycott. This is a time to celebrate the success and for people to roll up their sleeves and to be part of something that is far bigger than themselves.
Florida is just one of several states struggling with the advent of high-stakes testing. Some, like Texas, have modified their tests to make them more inclusive, for example, by allowing Spanish. Others, like Massachusetts, kept standards high and gutted out a few years of high failure rates before the system stabilized. In Florida, pressure on the governor continues to grow. Hispanics are also protesting. They say that many of that community's students are being left behind, even though state figures show that 87% of Hispanic seniors have already passed. Bush has offered to meet with the community activists. Meanwhile, college hopeful seniors will have one last chance next month to pass the FCAT before university classes begin in the fall. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.